Welcome back to the 97th episode of your favorite podcast, the number one podcast on every streaming platform in America and definitely not in Russia, but possibly Ukraine. Who knows? I'm here as always with my two co-hosts, Trent and Brad. What's going on over there, Brad?
Hello, hello. I'm here. Unfiltered information in 3, 2, 1. I have terrible diarrhea. My asshole has been Old Faithful all day. I got the jar of Pedialyte in front of me. Not feeling the greatest. I tried to go to the gym just because I had to do like my PT routine for my herniated disc. And I think in like the hour and a half I was there, I think I went to the bathroom and shit 4 times. So it's been good. You know, we're vibing. Just ate some ramen.
Did you eat something?
I honestly do not know. I didn't eat anything out of the ordinary today. Or yesterday. So,
did you have chicken?
I did have chicken.
Maybe it's just some bad chicken.
I always have chicken, so it probably was some bad chicken, honestly.
Probably was.
Because,
that's usually how it gets me.
It might have been bad chicken, because I cooked it. And honestly, like, it wasn't old, but, like, it wasn't fresh.
Yeah.
It was probably going on a week, so.
Yeah.
Might have been the chicken, but how you doing, Trenny?
I am doing good, boys. Fucking same old shit. Got Gina coming up this week. Fucking 2-year anniversary. We're hitting the fucking Niagara Casino, boys. I'm about to fucking
casino.
Use my GTA casino skills to fucking work. Yeah, put it to work, cool. Baby. So, we'll see.
Third full horse racing.
Dude, if they have virtual horse racing, I'm only doing one thing. And you know what it is. But, dude, I'm hyped for it, though. Because I've never been, man. I've never been to a casino. I feel like it's definitely an experience you should have. So, I don't know what to wear. What the fuck do you wear as a guy to the casino?
Fancy. Like a fedora?
Bro, I could
wear board shorts.
Full fucking suit. I could put, like, funky hat. Like, or just...
Yeah, like the Blues Brothers or whatever.
I think you should roll in a nice, like, quarter zip sweater.
That's what I told Gina. I was gonna wear, like a sweater... Like a undershirt and a sweater and fucking like khakis,
yeah,
or some shit. I feel like that's like decent or like some shit.
But, I don't really think there's like
as long as there's a fedora involved. I think
I will.
There has to be a fedora,
dude. It's a big like cowboy hat type
and
shit.
Cowboy boots with spurs.
I'm gonna be playing poker.
Dude, nobody would fucking come to your table if you walked in with cowboy boots and spurs.
Yeah, no, I'm give not them
just play
guy.
Poker. Texas Hold'em the whole time.
Bro, that's what I'm trying to fucking do.
I think that's. You gotta dress the part.
Yeah, they wouldn't fuck with you if you dressed like that. I wouldn't. And I know you.
Yeah. Just don't play slots. That's the only thing.
I will never play slots from the time at the fucking pub, the bar.
Yeah, that was a losing game.
Dude, it didn't seem like there was a chance to win. Like, it was very small. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the percentage shot is, but at that bar, the middle of wherever fucking Pennsylvania that is. Not great odds.
Not great odds.
Terrible. Had to be shit.
They probably just freaking have a button under the bar that just turns off any chance of winning when strangers come in.
Non-townie button.
They don't want people that isn't their own kind winning.
I remember when they kicked Jake out because he didn't have his ID. He wasn't allowed to be in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit. Couldn't even be in the fucking
bar. Dude, it was literally us and, like, a bunch of townies. Like,
hey.
The second we walked in, everybody looked at us.
Yeah. I mean, we were also out in the fucking woods. I would've just been like,
what up?
We bought one Bush Light and left. Yeah, we were also probably smelled like a campfire. It looked like a campfire.
Yeah. Campfire that learned to not play slot machines that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick to the games.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You win some, you lose some.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that shit's gonna be fun. And,
That sounds fun. Yeah. You need to go out to dinner out there? Somewhere nice?
Yeah, we're gonna go somewhere nice. I don't fucking know where to go. Gotta plan that out still, but. Yeah, man, that's the fun.
Where's the casino near?
It's like the Niagara Casino, so it's by the falls, I believe.
Oh, it's the Niagara Casino. My grandma goes there, like, all the time.
Really? I'll probably see her there.
Because she wants to get away from my grandpa, so she'll literally just buy herself over. She has, like, half the time she'll have free rooms because she'll just gamble so much. So give her free rooms.
What? That's badass.
So you might see my grandma there. She frequents that establishment.
Does she hit the slots?
Wait, your grandma that I know?
Yeah, like Nick's mom.
Yeah, she's a wild son of a bitch. I love her.
Yeah, she's crazy.
She's fucking awesome.
Hopefully I'll see her there.
Yeah.
I'll know her if I see her.
I don't know what she plays. Honestly. Probably, I don't know, whatever old people play.
Probably the fucking slots.
Slots.
My dad likes, was it roulette?
Oh, dude, that's what I want.
I'm always happy if she leaves there with more than she came in with, even if it's like $25 extra.
Fair enough.
Hey, man, if you can walk into the casino and leave with more than you came in with, you're doing something right.
Yeah. I think it's more to just get away from my grandpa.
She's like, yeah, I'm going to the casino.
I'm pretty sure she makes him pay for it sometimes.
That's funny.
Yeah, you can pay for it.
Yeah, she is an interesting one. But I was just talking to my dad, and my aunt is getting married, and she lives in South Dakota, but she's gonna get married in New York, and they booked like this place on Chautauqua Lake. It's, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like a manor. It's like 11 bedrooms and like,
holy fuck,
it's like an estate pretty much. So it has like, there's other houses on the property and everything.
Damn.
But they booked her for like the entire week, I guess. So, oh, like you, they're getting married in like the place where like everybody's staying, which is pretty cool.
That's badass.
That's pretty cool.
Are they having like a week long reception? It's just going to be a fucking party.
I don't know. He said that they were planning on doing like day trips during the week.
Okay.
Just probably like places around New York.
Chautauqua Lake.
Like honestly, Chautauqua Lake. I've spent time at Chautauqua Lake, but never like an extended amount of time there.
Yeah, I feel like there's not much to do. I mean, not that I know of. I'm also, there's like Arkwright Falls are near there, but you could find some places to go, a winery. There's a bunch of shit. Probably some guy sells weed.
No,
somewhere.
I think they were talking about like, because I'm like, last time they were up, they went to like Letchworth and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah. That shit's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, there's lots of shit to go to then. They're doing little trips.
Yeah. What? I like Letchworth a lot. Dope. Gotta go to fucking the gorge or whatever. Chautauqua Gorge. good times at the gorge.
I've never been.
But one of the things I wanted to talk about was, I mean, fucking oil prices are going down, which is a good thing, but the fucking war is still raging on, and it's honestly getting a whole lot fucking worse. But I saw that in fucking American news, we have to be involved in somehow. Fucking Facebook got fucking, well, Meta got ultra banned because they were conducting extremist actions towards Russia. I guess I don't know why they thought this was a good idea. But then again, I mean, like, they were fucking war criminals, so I don't see, like, why it's not a good idea. But they were allowing, like, people to, like, I don't know, videos on Instagram or something of people, like, calling for the death of Russian soldiers and stuff. And they were allowing those videos to stay on the platform, and Russia fucking said they were fucking, like, inciting, like, violence on them.
Yeah. Dude, to add on to that, I saw something that in Russia, like, they have, like, a keyword blocker, so you can't look up the word war, or you can't type in the word war, and it's special operation. You have to refer to it as a special operation, or you could get arrested, like, in the streets.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Dude, I saw crazy videos on TikTok of, like, people who were, like, protesting, or, like, they were, like... And someone literally, like, lifted their sign for, like, half a second. They're, like, on the camera, and, like, fucking the Russian police just fucking grab them and throw them in the back of the car.
Gone forever.
Legit gone forever, actually.
Like, you... I saw they also fucking... Because the, like, opposition leader who's in prison right now was, like... I don't know, being critical of what was going on, and they extended his prison sentence.
Fuck.
Like, another 15 years or something.
Yeah, they're just gonna do whatever the fuck they want at this point. Now it's like...
It's insane, dude.
It's fucking no holds bars. It's fucking... It's war.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing, like... I don't know what you're doing. It's like, we're... It's what is done has been done. Like, Pandora's box is open.
Yeah.
Like, there's not like fucking if Russia pulls out of Ukraine, it's just gonna be like, oh, everything's fine and dandy now.
Yeah.
It's like it happened.
Yeah.
Like, if they pull out, like, Ukraine is in shambles. Like, everything is being bombed to shit. Like, even if they're free, their entire country is demolished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, is that any better than the other outcome?
Things don't really get better from here. Or at least don't go away from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The crazy thing, though, is, like, Ukraine... Of course it had to be Ukraine, because Ukraine is, like, the country where, like, all the QAnon people think that, like, America's, like, has, like, what is it, COVID, or, like... I don't know, pretty much, like, biological weapon labs in Ukraine, like, creating new, like, strains of, like, I don't know, viruses and stuff to use as biological weapons. They think that, like, the Democrats have these, like, labs in Ukraine, and that's why we're, like, protecting them.
Jesus Christ. Totally.
Hmm. Yeah. No, that's like, now, like, a common thread within their talking points.
That is exactly what's happening. They fucking figured it out.
Dude, but those are the same people that are legitimately supporting Putin. They're like, because they think that, like, Putin is, like, part of this fucking, like, anti-cabal thing, like, where he's gonna, like, fucking expose the Democrats for their actions, because he's, like, going in there to, like, take out these labs.
Dude, that's crazy how QAnon has gone so far to the right that it's supporting, like, fucking, like, it's not supporting the same things as Republican shit, which I don't even know if it's right anymore. That's, like, confusing as fuck.
Like, even, like, mainstream Republicans are using those talking points to a certain extent. They've backtracked slightly, but, like, they're still fucking, like, on Fox News, you can find Tucker Carlson a good amount of clips of him talking, like, supporting Putin.
Yeah, that's just...
I don't get that.
I don't know, man. Like, how far off the deep end are you that you're gonna support, like, legitimately, like, the equivalent of, like, Nazi Germany?
Fucking deep, bud.
Yeah.
They're deep. Down the rabbit hole.
I don't know either. I saw some shit that Putin said, Ukraine killed a fifth Russian general or something, or like another Russian general, and Putin said that was an act of war crimes or something. And I don't know. I just was like,
yeah, because he's spinning it as like a fucking, like, that this is peaceful, and he's spinning it that Ukraine's the one who is like being the aggressor.
Totally.
Like, how do you spin that? Like, you're in their country. Like, how are they the aggressor?
It's like fucking, like, brainwash shit. Like,
yeah. I know, like, one of the major cities, like, their major port, like, is, like, currently, like, I don't know as of right now. I know as of, like, yesterday and the day before was, like, completely under siege, and there was, like, fighting in the streets. Like, it's just full. And, like, they're cutting off all, like, humanitarian aid and everything in there. So, like, they're pretty much starving them out.
Yeah.
Dude, they're going straight after civilians, bro. Like, that's, like, what...
They bombed a children's hospital.
Yeah, and, like, there's a lot of places that they bomb that are just, like, residential areas. So...
Yeah.
That's, like, fear bombing.
I mean...
And trying to scare people out, you know? It's fucking, that's a war crime.
At this point, like, the people that are still there, like, are going to have a very difficult time getting out. Like, every day there's, like, millions of, like, refugees, like, trying to get out of the country.
Yeah.
It's just insane. Like, I don't even want to know what, like, Poland and everything looks like, because it's just probably just filled with refugees.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good, man. Not good situations.
Yeah. But slightly back to the oil price thing, I saw, like, oil prices are going down, but gas prices are not following that trend. And I was just watching. I mean, it makes a lot of sense why they would do this when they have record high profits. Why the fuck would you cut price?
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's just interesting. I don't know if there's, like, a term in economics for...
I forget what you call it when, like, there's hurricanes and they raise the prices of generators and shit. It's like the same shit, but I mean, think about it from an oil company standpoint. Like, imagine if you're a business, like a pizza business, and you run out of fucking, you're damn near out of business in COVID, no one's coming to your shop, and then now business is fucking booming. And he can charge $20 for a fucking pizza. And, I mean, so it's really tough because, I mean, the oil companies are fucking douchebags who are right now taking hella profits. But they were producing oil, like, a year ago at such a loss that they were, like, would not recover. I mean, I'm not trying to stick up for oil companies, but they were having to, like, create all this oil for, like, $15 a barrel, was it? Or, like, $30 a barrel is crazy. And then they were throwing that into fucking tanker ships, storing that. The tanker ships raised their prices to fucking, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars a day to store the oil. And then they're operating at mega losses. Mega losses.
Yeah.
And then, boom, demand skyrockets. I actually read a really awesome article today about how the oil companies, like, pretty much made the price of oil go up crazy by they had all that stored oil, and they did not...
Yeah, they didn't produce any. They just used the excess.
Exactly, Dylan. You're fucking hitting the nail on the head. They didn't, like, I was reading it, and the guy said they didn't overproduce. They made sure they were in communication with all Saudi Arabia, Russia, everywhere. It was like, we're going to, like, all benefit from this if we don't overproduce. There's going to be a massive demand. We're not going to have enough supply. And then we can say, we need to raise our prices to produce more oil, produce more gasoline. Boom. It's like, it's total. It's not what people think. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not what people think. Yeah. So... it's a deep, deep situation with, like, that's purely based in oil greed and politician greed. Because if you think about it, there's politicians from every sovereign country and even Russian politicians. Ew. Fucking Putin holds mad oil stocks of his own country's oil. Ew. Shit, so.
I mean, separating from fossil fuels is gonna be a fucking uphill battle.
Oh, dude.
Because those are deeply ingrained in world politics. Not just America. It's gonna be a fucking struggle to become not oil dependent. Yeah. But I mean, like, I don't know, man. I feel like the argument can be had that if we're, like, gonna produce oil, it should be produced here. But I mean, obviously, there's fucking environmental issues with that, and, like, with the Keystone Pipeline, like, people's land is literally gonna get destroyed, like, the Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what the solution is. The solution is renewable energy.
Yeah.
But you also have to be ready to do that. Like, you can't just be like, all right, we're going green, and just fucking leave everything else in the dust.
Yeah.
There has to be infrastructure there, and right now our infrastructure is fucking absolutely terrible.
Yeah, that is a major, like, downside to it. And there's, like you said, the uphill battle. There's so much resistance against it, because, like, there's renewable energy is not going to come close to being as profitable as oil. Yeah. For a long time.
I mean,
time.
These people aren't going to change their mind.
No, like, no. They have, it's their money.
These people have not changed their mind on anything.
Yeah.
So, like, especially, like, oil companies, like, they're not going to stop, like, pouring money into, like, lobbying and stuff. They're going to lobby until they don't have a dollar left in their bank account.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, and it's crazy. It's just crazy that that's the system. Like, there's going to have to be some sort of change or something, because,
yeah,
like,
I mean, there would have to be government regulation that pretty much says we are not using oil anymore. And there's going to be a lot of pushback, because I don't see a situation where people aren't going to, like, protest like crazy when you try to do that. Because you're killing a sector of our economy that has been there for quite a while.
So. Yeah. But still, that's the thing. Like, there's, so many jobs, so much, like money.
And that shit's, like, heavily subsidized and everything.
Yep.
So there's a lot of government money in there that's keeping that thing alive.
Yeah.
There's jobs, like, and it's not like you can just turn an oil, like, someone who works on an oil, like, well or something into a fucking a solar panel installer in, like, a day.
Yeah.
Those people have probably been doing that job for 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very tough transition. I mean, like, there's gonna have to be a transition, but this is gonna, we're in the early stage, so it's gonna have to be rough as fuck.
Yeah, I know around here, like, for a long time it was coal. Like, coal was, like, the big moneymaker, like, towards the airport. There's, like, a lot of those areas out there were built for the coal mines and everything. And when the coal died, like, all those areas went to shit. But now they're opening up natural gas wells and everything. So they're, all that money is being poured back in, and they're building these giant oil fucking fields and everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that shit, all that shit, man. In the end, we're just abusing fucking Mother Earth, baby. And there's gonna be one day where there's not enough, because it don't come back. When you burn 97 million barrels of crude oil a day in the world, you're gonna fucking run out at some point.
Yeah.
And
I saw, I completely forgot about this. I saw something crazy with, like, the wheat production. Did you see that?
Weed?
Wheat.
Oh, wheat.
Like,
no,
wheat.
I did not.
You're producing wheat makes now?
Ukraine makes up, like, a huge percentage of the world's, like, wheat production.
Yeah, wheat and grain. They're big.
And so they're not able to plant for the next season. So they're already, like, they weren't able to, like, finish off, like, the harvest and everything to begin with, so the wheat, like, the wheat that they have is already low, and they can't make any more.
Yeah.
So, I guess, there was something crazy, like, the world's, like, food supply can only last 90 days. Like, if it gets fucked up, like, everybody will run out of food in 90 days. And that's not, like, even, like, all the rich countries will be able to buy the whatever food is left, and all the poor, like, African countries and, like, not developed nations will be the ones who get starved out first. And it was saying, like, that they have, like, 30 days of food supply before they're completely gone. They have nothing left.
That's ridiculous. They have
a month of food at a time.
That's fucking crazy. Better start learning how to hunt. Learn how to trap and fish.
I mean, yeah, but those fucking countries have populations that...
Yeah.
Like, there's cities in, like, Nigeria that are bigger than New York City. Like,
yeah.
If they run out of food, like, what the fuck is gonna happen?
Chaos, dude. That's, like, fucking... That's mega chaos. Maybe that's what Russia's, yeah, like, main fucking plan is, type of shit. They're fucking trying to...
Yeah, I don't know. Russia's involved in China's, like, new Silk Road kind of thing that they're doing, which is, like, investing a bunch of money in these, like, underdeveloped countries to turn them into communist.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I've been seeing that.
And so Russia pours a lot of money into, like, some of those African countries to pretty much colonize them.
Yeah.
Anyone that the United States does not like, they will put a lot of money,
yeah,
in that country.
Dude, it's just, like, so crazy, like, humans and fucking, like, what, like, the need to do certain shit, mainly predicated off of fucking, like, just, like, toughest kid on the block type of thing, but moreover, like, greed. I don't even know. Maybe it's, like, Cold War, previous tensions, but it just seems, like, so weird. Like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, maybe it's just, like, power and, like, land occupancy and, like, wanting to be, like, what you were before. But, like, I don't know. It's just very, it's very weird. I don't know. It feels, like, not childish, but, like, I mean, I don't know. It's just fucking confusing.
Yeah. I agree.
Good luck, yeah, Brad.
It doesn't make much sense. We lost him.
Yeah, this is trip number one.
Over under.
I win. But, yeah, dude, this warship, man, it's just like, fuck it. I mean, like, it's so shitty for everyone over there. I'm not trying to say just fuck it, but, like, just, yeah, fuck, like,
it's just
Putin. Yeah, I don't know.
It seems like the market is in an odd spot right now. I mean, it's very, very turbulent.
Oh, dude.
It's just weird to look at it, and Tesla's up almost 8%.
Yeah, Tesla was up fat today. It's almost back up to a grand. Yeah. I don't know if it hit a grand, but, dude, like, some companies took...
Mm-hmm. They had $9.97.
Oh, that's still pretty damn close. Like, Pinduoduo. I was watching Pinduoduo stock for a while. Dude, they were up to, like... I was watching them dip down to 70, and I was, like, reading all the charts. I was like, it's a decent buying opportunity. They dropped down to, like, 30, 22. Oh, we lost Brad. Uh-huh. He'll be back. But yeah. And then Pinduoduo dropped down to, like, 20s. And then as soon as there was... I'm watching the volatility, like, meter. As soon as the volatility decreased a little bit, it fucking bounced right back up. And it was a fucking green day. Heavy volatile green day. And,
yeah.
Dude, Pinduoduo was up 16%, 16%. 52%, and then that cut down immediately because people are selling. It was like, what the fuck? This is every day this last week. This stock was going crazy. Yeah. And it's just like, Dude, people don't know what the fuck to do. Like, people, it is, I was listening to people, some people talk. I just watch Bloomberg, so I don't know. I can't reference names. It's just fucking random fucking average Joes. But, like, it's a fear, it's a risk-off market. So no one's willing to really take on risk to try to make the money. You know what I mean? They want to. They want to take those, like, the good bets, but fucking, I don't know. People are fucking scared out there. That's pretty much what it means.
Yeah.
And, dude, it's so crazy that any bad news, it's like as soon as COVID hit, and then there was a period of no bad news affected anything because things were so bad, and then there's a worse event, and then any news about that event fucking throttles anything.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no...
And eventually it will level, even with the conflict probably still going on.
Well, exactly. It's definitely... We're already seeing the level with the Green Days coming back, and now, like, we're not even seeing, like, job reports. Like, that's what's crazy. Back in the day, like, job reports and, like, a lot of certain things would move the market. But now it's, like, cultural, like societal things. Yeah. Like, a company could have a great earnings report, could have a great fucking, like, could have great growing revenues, could have great everything, and could be down 10% because fucking shit just went crazy in the world.
Today's episode is brought to you by Dude Wipes. They've been coming in handy today for all my wiping needs.
Dude Wipes.
Very good, very good. Yes. Dude Wipes on the camping trip?
Oh, I, clutch. What's up? Oh, what's camping trip?
Yeah, camping trip, Dude Wipes. Clutch.
Yeah, it honestly would be.
Yeah, what were you saying though, Dill?
Tomorrow I have the second interview with that girl that we're thinking about hiring. Ooh. I'm pretty sure she already has a job, but I'm forcing them to do a second interview with her because they have all these unanswered questions. I'm like, why don't you just fucking interview her again?
Yeah, and really, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, why are we rushing so hard? Like, she's the person that I want to hire. It's just,
some unanswered.
Hire. I'd
rather answer all the unanswered questions.
Yeah.
Before hiring her. Because she's only going to be part-time to start, which is not optimal, but she's going full-time in the summer.
Hmm. You guys need them questions answered.
Need them questions answered.
Just like fucking, like, how many hours a week is she gonna work and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But, yeah, I have, I don't know, work's been weird lately because all of a sudden it turned, like, I think what I set up is slightly working, and it has made it significantly better. I've been, like, targeting, like, people, like, in my, like, right across the river in, like, all these really nice neighborhoods, and it has paid off because I have, I think this week alone, like, $8 million worth of houses, which is
shit.
Crazy.
You're leveling up.
But the thing is that they're all 10 minutes from my house. So it's so fucking nice.
That's really nice.
Dude.
I've just been filling my schedule with appointments that are, like, right across the river. And it has cut... The amount of miles that I'm driving has went down significantly. So I'm going to keep doing that.
That's good.
I got this new old guy, he's like fucking, he seems like he was born at the same time Howard Hanna himself was born. But his cover photo on Facebook is him and, like, fucking Howard Hanna.
Let's go.
Him, like, together with the guy?
Yeah.
He's seen some shit. You're in deep.
But I was looking at his shit, and because he was a referral from somebody, and I was looking at his shit, and he's almost done $1 billion worth of real estate in his career.
Oh my God.
Like, that man has seen everything.
He's seen all of it.
But, yeah, he's going to be a good one.
That's
good. I appreciate him.
That's hype.
But, yeah, I have a $4.25 million one on Thursday.
Oh, my God.
And $1 million one today, and which was very disappointing because it was fucking a disaster.
For why?
There was just shit everywhere. Like, it was just the person who owned it wanted to get the fuck out of there very clearly. They've been in there for too long.
That's gnarly, dude.
But, and then Friday I have a $2 million one.
Bro.
The thing is, like, the reason why I don't, all of a sudden, all these houses have been on the market for fucking, like, 4 or 5 years. Like, they're just getting redone.
Okay.
But, for some reason, they're all getting redone at the exact same time.
All by you guys.
Yeah, all by me. These are all my people that I reached out to.
It's fucking awesome. That's fucking clean.
Mission accomplished on that, but I'm gonna keep fucking targeting people in that area. Honestly, I love that area so much. It's like, it's right across the river, but in that, it's just like it's all like woods pretty much, but there's just like these super nice houses, and they have like a lot of land. I shot one out there that was like 13 acres or something. Like, there are these big, like, fucking $1 million houses on, like, 10-plus acres, and they're, like, super nice, but the whole area is, like, they're nice houses, like, what you would find in any other neighborhood, but, like, they actually have property. Like,
that's good.
It seems like every single one of them has at least, like, an acre, which is nice.
That adds so much.
But it's that is 10 minutes from me, so that's, like, 20 minutes downtown from there. So it's still stupid close to the city. And compared to the other, like, wealthy neighborhoods, like, there's a shit more traffic in those other wealthy neighborhoods because they're, like, in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, big fan of that area.
That's dope, though. You get to shoot, like, really expensive houses like that. That's cool.
Yeah. Honestly, they kind of fucking suck, to be completely honest. Oh,
they're
giant.
I can imagine,
because
they're
like,
so big.
The $4 million one has, like, 11 bedrooms.
Jesus Christ. That's cool, though. You know? It's interesting.
Yeah.
Be like, this is a cool house that I'll never be able to afford one day.
No. And the thing is that they're so ugly. On the outside, they're pretty. On the inside, they were built in, like, the fucking, like, 60s and 70s and 80s, and they're just, like, so outdated. They have not been updated. Like, you're going to need, like, an extra $1 million to update those things.
Mm.
Like, if you want them to be, like, a modern house, like, they're far from it. Like, these things were fucking... They got carpet in the bathroom. They got, like, shit like that. Like, it's so disappointing. Like, when you go into, like, you see, like, this nice big house and everything, and then you go inside, and it's just, like, so tacky. Like, the wallpaper and everything is just, like, super, like, what people thought rich was at that point.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, if you're paying that much money for that house, like, you're honestly paying for, like, what's in it. Like, at the moment. Unless,
that's
like,
why they don't sell those, because someone has to make a major investment into this property for it to be, like...
Because
the people who have lived in it probably their entire life or close to it. Because every single one of these houses, they're, like, pretty old, like, people.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in there forever. And it's probably been a family house, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So... Those things take forever to sell because they're just a project. Yet, a super big investment. I mean, it's fucking, if you want equity, that fucking thing will be there forever. Like, and it will be worth whatever the fuck it's worth forever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a $4 million house isn't gonna fucking be a $300,000 house at some point.
Yeah, but imagine, like, having the money to, like, buy it, modernize it, and then sell it for more, and then, like, actually sell it.
Yeah.
Like, that's nuts.
I mean, I've seen, like, people make attempts at modernizing these things. Like, I did one, like, on Mount Washington, and, like, they updated, like, the kitchen and everything, but the house itself was built in, like, 1898 or something like that. So, like, it's, like, still, like, it's very difficult to modernize something that every bit and piece of it is old. Like, you would have to completely, like, the outside of it is still going to look like a house that was built in the 1800s. I've seen, like, good attempts at it. I've seen some pretty cool ones where, like renovations where, like, they're, like, these super old houses, but you walk inside and they're, like, fully, like, decked out, modernized and everything.
That sounds different.
But that's cool. An investment. Because, like, I've seen, like, the before photos and them and everything, and it's just, like, they have to tear the thing down to the studs and pretty much rebuild it from the inside out to get it to that point. Because everything in that house is probably fucking 50, 60 plus years old.
Yeah, at that point, it's not even worth it.
Yeah, I don't know. I like old houses, but, like, at the end of the day, like, they're gonna be an investment no matter what, because, like, there's always gonna be something that you need to fix with, most of the time, it seems like it's the roof, which is just a common house thing to begin with, but I've had a recent string of, like, appointments getting canceled because, like, there's just been roof leaks and they're, like, these old-ass, like, fucking houses. I did one where the house next to it was fucking condemned, and they've been, like, trying to get it torn down for, like, years, like, 5-6 years, but in order to get it torn down, you had to, because the city, when you condemn something, the city takes it.
Yeah.
So you have to be put on a list of buildings to get torn down, and this list is so backed up, it's not even funny. And they told him it would take 10 years before they could get out there and tear it down.
It's probably the asbestos.
But,
House like that.
The house next to it, like, they renovated and everything, and it was, like, it's a duplex pretty much.
Yeah.
And they were trying to sell it, and it went under contract, but it got inspected, and they found out that the house next to it is, like, leaking shit into, like, the walls of that house. And so, like, it keeps, like, nobody wants it, because, like, if it gets inspected, they're gonna find that. And it's just, like, a money pit, because that thing next to it is just gonna... But the city won't do anything about it.
Can you not privately hire, like, a demolition company?
Well, that's what I said. I'm like, at that point, like, how much money are you losing it? Like, isn't it make more sense to buy the property next to it and tear it down yourself?
Exactly.
Like, the money lost over 10 years. Like, you can't sell the thing. Like, nobody wants it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not gonna get your money back.
Yeah, you definitely gotta.
And, like, you can't, if there's shit leaking into the house, like, you can't rent it.
Yeah, you can't even live there yourself.
You can try.
I mean, you can, but you are knowingly renting something. I don't know. I don't know who would live in that thing, because the thing next to it is not good. When I took the pictures of it, he told me I had that. That thing could not be in any of them. And I had to mangle some shit, because they share a wall pretty much. Like, they're on top of each other.
shared walls. Yeah. That'll give you fucking leaky wall syndrome. Like, about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about around here, especially in this neighborhood. There's a lot of shared walls, or at least pretty close to it.
Mm.
Like, the houses are inches apart sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. Fucking Tom Hanks. He's in my neighborhood. I saw a picture that he was at the Busy Beaver, which is like, I don't know, 3 blocks from my house. Yeah, they had like a whole bunch of streets blocked off yesterday because they were filming.
Oh. Tom fucking Hanks.
Dude.
And then Rita Wilson.
He might be, like, probably, I would argue he's probably the most well-known actor.
He's definitely up there.
Him or Adam Sandler?
You think those are your top two? Give me top three. Give me one more, Brad.
Like, you're talking, like, my favorites, who I think are just, like, the most well-known.
Most well-known, like, you would say, in the public eye. Actors, specifically.
Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks. Fucking, who did I just say? What's his name? Tom Hanks, Adam Sandler, and Jim Carrey. I'd say those have got to be, like, top three most well-known.
I think Tom Cruise is number one in my book.
Really?
Like, ever. Yeah, dude, because he's, like, super big in the international market.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I've never really watched any of his movies, to be honest.
Mission Impossible?
Yeah. I can honestly say I don't think I've seen a single movie with Tom Hanks in it. I'm going to be honest.
Tom Cruise.
I'm sorry.
Tom Hanks?
With Tom Cruise. So many Toms out there. I know a crazy motherfucker named Tom at Fortini's apartment, lives right next door. He's always talking about, he was in whatever war. He's literally fucking, oh my god, dude, you should hear this dude before. I've heard him made comments before about, like, fucking, what's it called? He's made comments before about, like, Koreans and Japs, as he calls them. Not the most politically and racially correct things, but he cracks me the fuck up. He was, like, he'll go around for, like, walks when the weather's nice, and he'll just, like, walk around the complex, and you'll see him outside, be like, hey, Tom, how are you? Oh, you know, just walking my souvenirs around, because he apparently either has, like, he's gotten, like, surgery and, like, replacements on either, like, his knees or his hips, and according to him, he also has, like, bullet fragments still, like, lodged in his body, so he's, like, walking my souvenirs around.
What the fuck?
When I see Tom and when I talk to him, all I think about is, like, I think about Gran Torino. I just think about fucking Clint Eastwood's character. I'm like, oh. I mean, not, like, not that, like, cold and, like, mean, but, like, that similar, like, style to him. I'm like, yep, that's Tom. He is really nice and he's really kind, but he's just fucking, he's fucking hilarious. He cracks me the fuck up. Oh, my God. Obviously, like, I shouldn't be laughing, but I'm laughing because it's just funny. It's just, like, some of the shit he says, you literally, like, your eyes open, you're like, oh, okay, but you still laugh because you don't want to be awkward. What did he say that one day, dude? Oh, my God, what the fuck did he say?
Dude, there was a dude at Hibbett like that who would say some shit.
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck? You're like, dude, chill.
There's always something
My God. He said something the one day, and he was talking about either, like, he was talking about something like prices, or he was talking about something that was, like, difficult, and he just, like, made a comment. He's like, yep. He goes, something about them Korean bastards. Like, I was like, oh, okay, Tom. Chill out, homie. old dudes like that, like, they're just them.
They're a different breed, bro.
They are a different breed.
My Uncle Gary thinks China's going to invade the United States through fucking Canada. I've probably said that before. Oh, I think it's so blasphemous. He tells me all the time, like dude's like mentally scarred. I don't know who he listens to or what he hears, but he thinks China is the overlord enemy, which, I mean, they probably are, but, like, he's just like, I don't know, some old people, man, have angry agendas. at certain things.
Nobody has ever invaded.
I can definitely say that, without a doubt, like, obviously I don't agree or like feel the same way about anything that Tom does say, but you can definitely tell he still does say it in just playful, comical manner, but it's just funny because like old people like that, like they make those jokes because like I don't want to say like they're allowed, but like obviously because like he experienced it, like he was there, so but obviously I don't have any sort of racial prejudice towards those kinds of people talking about this
because we were talking about like,
so I don't want to get nobody cancel me, I'm not fucking racist, I just laugh at the jokes he says because he's an 80-year-old man. I love all people.
We were talking about how, like, I think when you get to a certain point in old age where I think you get a pass, like, what's going to happen to you? Like, what, you're going to cancel fucking Granny Smith?
No, like, I mean, like, you get a pass, but at the same time, like, it doesn't give you the right to just, like, go say whatever you want. But, like I said, he says it, but he means it in, like, kind of, like, that playful, like, banter kind of manner. Probably not.
Like, the old people aren't going to be with us forever. Let him live.
I'm going to let him do his
thing. As long as it's not, like, violent. But I don't see, like, a 90-year-old man, like, doing major damage.
No.
Elden Ring style.
No, he'll just say it. He'll just say it in, like, weird ways. Or he'll just use it as, like, the reason as he's, like, walking away talking about something.
Yeah. No, there was a dude in heaven like that who he would just say some wild shit.
I remembered what he said because the one day he left his garage door open and I was like, oh, Tom, you left your garage door up. He's like, oh, all right, I'll go lock it. And then like I was just walking low-key. I was like, I'll walk with you. And he was like, all right. He goes, sounds good. He goes, I'll try to keep up. He goes, I'm a little slow. Thank them Korean bastards over there. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, see, he has a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, he does. He's a little salty, but he's funny as fuck. Good old Tom.
Yeah, I mean, see, I can't really.
Dude, yeah, like, he survived. I mean, he's old enough. Like, at some point, I think I agree with Dylan. Like, they definitely get a pass. I mean, then again, like, at that point, they're at the stage in their life, like, they don't give a single fuck. Like, they're going to say whatever the fuck they want.
No, he don't give a shit.
Like, and what are you going to say to him? Like, no?
I've heard my grandma, not Nick's mom or anything, say some wild shit growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, the lady, there's an old lady that lives below Fotini, and she's, like, honestly just a bitch. Like, she's just mad at the world. She's always, like, grumpy. She's always yelling. And, like, Tom, like, nobody in the complex really likes her because they just know she's, like, she's just one of those older women that's just, like, rude. And you just, like, don't want to be around her. And there's been so many times where, like, we've gone outside and we've talked to Tom and he'll, like, point to her, like, door, like, her window. He's like, how's that old bitch been? He goes, she been bothering you guys again? And I'm like, oh, no, like, just a little bit normal, like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yep. He goes, she just mad at the world. He's so funny.
Tom sounds like a good guy. We need to get him on the podcast. Wow,
he smokes a lot of weed.
We gotta get him on the podcast. We need his point of view, man. Episode 100, Tom Cast.
Tom. I'll drive to fucking New York and set him up for the podcast so I don't feel I have to.
Yo.
Yeah, he's always fucking getting his high on. He always talks about it. He'll like get in his car. He'll get in his car like when he has to go pick up more. He's like, yep, gotta go get my drugs.
He's one of those people we see at the res. Those old people.
That old guy walking out of the dispensary with a fat bag of drugs and the biggest smile on his face and fucking sunglasses on so you can't see how high they are.
Yeah, he's so nice though. He loves Loki. He always gives him treats if he's like in his garage and we pass by.
Huh.
So he's a good dude.
Dude, he would be honestly one of the best guests we could have on the podcast. Like a stoned vet, like telling us his stories. Like that's next level shit. I know it'd be hard to figure out with the voice memos, but bro. It'd be worth it.
I'll just fucking go. I'll just knock on his door and ask him if he wants to fucking have a chat, and I'll just get him in the room with me.
10-15 minutes just chatting to Tom? That would be perfect.
Like, Tom, you want to come talk to me and my friends for 15 minutes? You can pull that off. That'd be nuts.
I don't know. I think that would just be top tier content. I mean, like,
what is the craziest moment of your entire life?
We would have to have the questions ready. The great.
Yeah. Alright, Tom, I want to know the craziest moment of your life. He probably, well, it was over there. And then he would say some shit.
We'll just get that. I'll use some bleeps if anything. We won't cut it out. We'll just bleep if necessary.
Like, oh, Tom, okay.
There'll probably be some long bleeps.
Take it easy, bud.
Oh, Tom. Dude, it would be so worth it, though. That'd be fun to get someone's opinion like that. Because, like, that's someone, like, I mean, you can watch YouTube videos and stuff, like, I have before, like, of vets and stuff, but I've never, like, talked to one. I mean, it seems like one like that was super in the shit. I mean, I've talked to a few that have had some bullet holes in them, but Tom sounds like he's had some experiences.
Only my uncles, but they don't really, like, I've never really, like, talked to them about it.
Yeah. A lot of people don't. I feel like the people that really actually did go through it and made it out don't talk about it much.
I don't think they want it. Yeah.
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 I saw something about that one time where it was, like, it was talking about people who, like, served or, like, who were, like, in war. And, I think it was some older guy, it was some vet, he was saying, like, if you know somebody that was at war or, like, you know, was in the shit, he's like, if they never talk about it, then you know they were, like, they were really in the shit, because it's just, like, stuff you don't want to, it's stuff you don't want to talk about, you don't want to relive, so.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, that's really a good point.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty fucked up at the end of the day, I mean, like.
Yeah.
Kill or be killed, which is, like, wild to think about. It's, like, what we spent a lot of our time and energy and resources in our fucking human existence on, fighting each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna take a piss. The Pedialyte's hitting.
Yeah.
Pedialyte.
Which is good. And then when I come back, I'll tell you guys my fucking apartment complex, what they did. They're total douchebags. Stupid.
Oh, we're gonna get an apartment complex rundown.
Oh, we need it.
Brad's moving out. He's moving out.
He's going hot so drama. Well.
He's going to greener pasture.
Hot drama. That's what we. Brad's gotta get out of there. Shit's getting too deep here, folks. It's getting hot and heavy.
My first apartment. I fucking left as quickly as I could.
Stolen packages and dirt bikes, baby. That ain't the move.
We were gonna leave, like, the third week of June. We were out, like, a couple days after the first week of June.
Yeah, y'all had to get out of there. I'm glad you did.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. That shit's fucking too much, man. Like, the shit, the packages, like, I get for Gina or something. If something got stolen, I would be fucking devastated. Like,
oh, I'm back.
Pain. Oh, we're back with the apartment complex trilogy stories of pain.
Oh, God, they're just fucking stupid. So, like, my apartment, I'm 12 out of 12. So, like, I'm right on, like, the end. So, like, obviously I don't have, like, somebody to both sides of me. So, like, directly behind me, if you went through the fucking wall, it would be, like, just the end of the complex. And they have, like, a garage shed, like, right on the outside. But in, like, my bedroom, there's, like, an extra door that goes to, like, outside, basically, like, a patio. Like, I basically have two doors, but I never use it.
Mm.
So I just keep it, like, it's got a deadbolt. So I just keep it, like, locked and deadbolted. And I have, like, an outside light, and then right below the outside light, there's, like, one of those just, like, outdoor outlets, like, with, like, the big plastic cover on it. And the past couple months, the past 2 months actually, like my electric bill had like started to like shoot up. And then like this past month, it was like literally like $200. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. I was like, I was paying like $44 before in like previous months. And like this whole past month, I was like, I wonder because my fuse box, every once in a while, like the circuit, the breaker that controls like this room and then my bedroom, it would just like trip randomly. And like, I wouldn't have like anything out of the ordinary. I wasn't doing anything different with like outlets or running stuff than like I have since I moved in. And like there was even be days where I would come home from like work or just come home after being not here all day and it would be flipped. I'd be like, okay, like, well, what the fuck's going on? Like, I wasn't even here. What the hell was drawing electricity? So I just thought, like, for a while, it was, like, maybe it was, like, one of the outlets, and, like, something was plugged in. I thought it was maybe my power strips. Like, something's wrong with my power strips. So I tried, like, everything. And then, like, I, like, went outside, and I looked, and I was like, I don't remember this being here. And, like, the apartment complex people, I guess, like, they wanted power. Like, they needed power in their shed. So they have, like, an extension cord that runs, like, through, like, their ceiling. Like, a big, thick extension cord. So they have, like, so they can get electricity in the shed. And it runs, and it goes, like, across the roof onto, like, my roof. And then it runs, like, down the rain gutter. And it's plugged into the outlet box, outlet box right outside my door. And I was literally, like, I was talking to my mom on the phone. Because she was, like, trying to help me with it. I was like, Mom, I was like, I don't think this thing's always been here. I was like, I swear to God, when I moved in, nothing was plugged into this box. Like, I don't remember this cord being here. And then she called the people, and then, like, they sent their maintenance guy out this morning. And the dude, like, knocks on my door, and I walk over and I open it up. And he's like, hey, he's like, I'm here. I was just looking at the meter and everything. He's like, yeah, he's like, we had no idea, but that box for some reason is connected to your meter. He goes, that's why your bill's been so high, because like we've had our stuff plugged in and we didn't know it was running off your meter. He's like, so I unplugged it. He goes, I'll tell the company, and then they'll have to go back and they'll have to reimburse you for like the difference of the months. And then like my mom like asked to talk to like the owner, and then like I guess like like called like the guy who's like in charge of like the company, like the Stonewall property, and she called me back like later, and she said like when the dude called, he was just like acting like a complete like dick on the phone. He's like, well, what are we gonna do to like make this go away and like to like just like basically like end it all? And my mom told him straight up, she's like, I'm not asking you to pay me $1 million. I want you to cover the difference for the electric bill. Like, you were literally, like, using electricity on my dime. Like, I don't know, like, total rules and regulations, but I think that's got to be somewhere close to, like, borderline illegal. Or, like, not right to do, or, like, where I could sue or some shit.
Yeah, and, then, yeah, like, and they're going to make the argument that they didn't know that they were...
I don't give a fuck. It's their own circuits,
dude. It's their own fucking property.
How do you not know what's connected to what on your own fucking building? So, yeah, it was like a younger kid. He's like, yeah, he's like, I unplugged. He's like, I'll let him know. So, like, they're going to have to cut you a check and reimburse you because, like, we had no idea it was on your circuit. I was like, no offense, dude. I was like, but it's literally right outside my fucking door underneath, like, the outside light. Like, how did you not assume? Like, what did you think? It was just free? Like, oh, you got the free electricity plug. Don't got to pay for any electricity you use out of that bitch. Like, God, what are you, just fucking stupid? And then, like, my mom got so fed up with the dude on the phone. She, like, handed the problem over to my dad. So my dad's going to sit down with all the bills and he's going to run the... My dad's really good at math and numbers. So my dad's going to sit down and run the numbers to calculate, like, the difference. And then if they don't agree to pay the difference, my dad comes up with it. My mom says she's going to call her lawyer.
Let's go.
So, dude, yeah, it's a bunch of fucking horseshit. I was like, wait a minute. I paid $44 one month. What do you mean I got to pay fucking $200?
Yeah.
That doesn't add up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so.
My electric bill is like $140, but we have like central air and heat. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Like the heat is on the
electric.
Electric bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have a separate, like, heat and gas, natural gas, so. Yeah, I was like, hey, something right there. So, yeah.
That's crazy. Well, good thing you're getting out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta talk to Jake. Jake and I, he's like early stages of thinking about moving in together. I just haven't talked to him in a while about it, so we gotta like really hop on the scouting train.
Yeah. It's coming up. I had to let my landlord know that we're gonna sign our new lease.
Yeah.
So.
Is your rent increase?
Yeah, $10.
Oh, Jesus, that's not bad.
Yeah. It'll probably increase 10. There's laws in this neighborhood that prevent high rent increases to stop gentrification.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So people can't price hike people out of the neighborhood.
That's good.
If I stayed, mine would go up like $25, which I ain't about. I already overpay for the facilities.
I did one today, and it was it was gonna go on the market for rent, and it was like a full ass like townhouse, like new build and everything.
Really?
It was like $2,200 a month for rent, but it was like a full ass house. So yeah. I don't know. I honestly apartment downtown, $2,200 a month would get you like a one bedroom apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for the equivalent, you can get a full townhouse for the same price. So I guess it is pretty good.
Dude, that's.
There's also all the way out in fucking Cranberry, which is like heading towards Erie.
Yeah.
Cranberry.
Dude, that shit sounds.
It's almost like. It's like 20 minutes from Slippery Rock. Fucking jerk.
One thing that went through my mind.
Bitch.
You ruined that area for me.
I'll never go, dude. I'll never go.
I've only been there once. It smelled like shit.
I was playing Xbox the other day. For some reason, like, I still have on my friends list, and I still have them as a favorite, and it fucking popped up. It was like, I'm Claymore's is online, and I just, like, every time it pops up, I just...
Yeah, me too.
I just get, like, the stink eye. I'm like, fuck you, bitch.
Because we're friends, his parties are always open.
Yep.
But I'm always like, dude, I should just join. Or he was playing Minecraft. I wanted to, like, burn his house to the ground.
Yo, hop in. Is Harold Bryan in your world?
I wish you could join without him being alerted.
I know, right? You just sneak in there. One of these days, I swear to God, one of these days, when he's on, everybody has to get on Xbox, and we all just have to join at the same time and just not say anything. Just sit there.
I'm down. That would be
like,
good.
We can do it one of two ways. We can literally just jump in and not say anything and see like
or
what he does.
Or scream at
says.
Him.
No. Not even
dude,
do that.
Is it gonna take us so long to kick all of us? We're all just gonna be in like.
No,
like
we don't. We don't scream. We all just get in and we all just start talking with each other like he's not even there and just like confuse the shit out of him. Like literally just talk. Like we're just talking to each other and like he's just happened to be sitting in the party. Like I'll join and then like the two of you join. I'll be like, yo boys, I'm loading up the game right now. And he'd be like, alright, cool, I'll send the invites in a minute. And I'll be like, alright, bet. And I'll be like, so what you guys been up to? And then like we'll just talk until like he says something.
See, I draw a fine line because I don't want him to stop game sharing with me because he gives me Xbox Live. I think he gets Game Pass from me.
That's so true.
I get Xbox Live from him.
So, you don't join
the
party.
I want him to block me.
You don't join the party, but I will and everybody else because Jake's burnt the bridge. I've added him and shit.
Jake has set the bridge on. The bridge. Jake didn't burn the bridge. Jake fucking threw he took dynamite.
Dude,
Jake
got some tweeted.
I know
that
he did.
Man, he fucking Darren tweeted about him.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie. I was literally about to make a comment. I was about to reply to that when he was like,
"We should have all hopped on it and shit on him."
Yeah, just because I thought it was
still
funny.
Caring about high school.
I thought he was like making a comment caring about high school and stuff, and I was like, "Dog, I don't remember the last time I fucking." Subtweeted somebody when there's been like quote unquote drama. Like, how old you're gonna fucking tell Jake that he's a stupid high schooler, make or like talk some shit, but then you're just gonna go here and subtweet somebody? Like, why don't you say it to his face? Why don't you fucking text him and be like, what the fuck's your problem? That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
If somebody ever did that shit to me, I'm driving to their house. I'm knocking on their front door. I'm like, what's up, motherfucker?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't fly with that shit. I don't like being disrespected by anybody.
Yeah.
It's never sat well with me. I'm serious.
Set the bridge on fire.
No, Jake blew the fucking bridge up. He dynamited, C4'd that bitch through the fucking window. through the fucking mid-window on erosion.
I mean,
pop, double tap.
Okay, let's be real. If the bridge was a drawbridge, fucking Derek hopped on the other side and cranked that bitch up and fucking put a fucking lock in the fucking mechanism. So, Jake just blew that shit up. Jake fucking made that shit unable to be crossed.
Yeah, Jake said, I'll do you one better. He just blew up to one side.
That's exactly what he did. And I respect it, dude. I mean,
I respect you, Jake.
Yeah, Jake, we love you. We respect you for fucking...
We love you, Jake.
For listening to this right now.
Fucking...
We are on your side.
Text me about apartments right now if I haven't texted you. Now that we're, like, on the discussion, you're going to hear this. It's, like, Inception shit. You're going to text me, and I'm going to know right at the moment you text me, you heard it on the podcast. So, it's crazy. It's next level shit. Yeah, this shit's so funny, dude. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Brad, did you realize what happened on the podcast last week after you left?
No. What happened?
We Discord raided Jake.
Really?
Brought him on the podcast, and then Jackson joined.
No way.
Right when we got in there.
Yeah, and it fucking left it.
Jake and Jackson on there for a little bit.
I gotta go listen.
You'll be able to hear all of it, because I did not cut out any of the parts where me and Trent were like, got in the Discord and Jake wasn't at the mic, or like, Jake!
That's so funny.
It was...
That's so cool. I'll have to go find
you guys check. Experience the whole split.
Jackson and I listened to it, and it sounds so goofy, dude. We're just like, Jake.
Fuck it.
Like, it was funny. But
that's cool. I'm gonna go listen then. That's funny as fuck.
It was a good one.
Yeah, 96.2 Christian Rock Radio had to have some kind of twist to it.
Yeah.
I'm on 97.2 right now. We got a lot of point twos.
7.6. Oh, yeah. Oh, Trent, you wanted to talk about fucking Deshaun Watson?
Oh, yeah. Fuck Derek Catalano. Fuck Derek. Fuck Deshaun Watson, too. Fucking D's are on a terrible run. But, yeah, Deshaun Watson, long story short, got a fat contract from the Cleveland Browns. Like, 5 years, $230 million. And I think it's, like, I don't know how much money is guaranteed, but it's the most in NFL history for any player. And the backstory for Deshaun Watson is great player, fucking out of Clemson, stupid good. But he has 22 civil lawsuits from women for sexual harassment against him, like, filed. And there's been independent journalism on these, and they're, like, pretty much confirmed. Like, all the people say the same shit. Like, he's just, like, a groping fucking weirdo. And,
ew.
Like, it was, like, at massage, like, things. So, like, he's a football player, wants to fucking, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, he, like,
ew.
His muscles need to be good for the game, and he's a fucking weird fuck. So it's just, like, a weird situation. But it's just,
yeah, it's gross.
The whole thing blows my mind that, like, the Cleveland fucking Browns, because there's a lot of teams that need a fucking quarterback. This guy's great at what he does, but he's a piece of shit. It baffles me. Yeah. There's four teams that tried to get him. And I just don't know how. I mean, the NFL still might suspend him, and I fucking hope they suspend him forever, for life.
Suspend him. That's fucking ridiculous.
And then he just, like, the Browns get fucked over for a decade. Because, like...
Yeah, so what happens in that situation with that money?
Dude, he gets paid...
If he's suspended.
He gets paid guaranteed money, I think, unless it freezes all the shit. There's probably...
If they did a guaranteed fucking contract with him, they're the biggest fucking idiots on planet Earth.
That's what I'm saying. And I think they might have guaranteed all that money because if there is something about him...
No, being... I saw that there wasn't.
Dude, if there's any question...
Dude, yeah, that's... Okay, that's good. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it wasn't all guaranteed.
Yeah.
Well, if there's any question, like, if he has any allegations, like, why would you just wait until... Yeah, I know you need a quarterback at this very second, but, like, why are you going to give him fucking $200 million?
Because they're literally banking on the fact that the NFL will just, like, time this thing out, like, time out the issue, just like they timed out the fucking... Just like they timed out Colin Kaepernick out of the fucking league. Like, the NFL is going to get what they want, and the owners stick together. The Browns are like, this guy's good at football. Yeah. He can help us win. Doesn't matter to us. We have all the money in the world. These women can't keep up lawsuits for fucking 5-10 years. Like, they...
Yeah.
Like, the masseuses.
Yeah, the legal system. You're going to be able to... Unless the NFL suspends him, he's going to be able to play fucking... 100 games before you even see him in court.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, and then once you do see him in court, nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah. But the good thing is SportsCenter and the media is all fucking over it. Because, I mean, it's fucked up. Like, so they're...
Yeah.
They're up, like, the NFL's neck. And, I mean, the NFL has just not looked good as of late with, I mean, they fucking banned Calvin Ridley for a whole year for betting... on football games, because, I mean, let's be honest, you can't have people, like, I mean, it's like point shaving at some point if you're, you can't let that get out of hand, and that's understandable, that's fucking up the NFL's money.
It's almost like insider trading in a way. It's like the insider trading of the NFL.
And that's...
It's like players betting on games, like they know a little bit more than we do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that,
but, like, that's why it's just so fucking stupid. So you get banned for a year just because, like, betting. But then, like, obviously what you're just talking about, everything with Deshaun Watson, and they're like, oh, it's okay. Like, it's fucking pathetic, dude. It's like,
yeah.
Everything's just such a business. It's all about money.
And Greg Hardy, domestic abuse, was 6 games. Fucking Ray Lewis fucking killed somebody, most likely.
Yeah.
Fucking Ray Rice.
He was still playing.
Dude, Kareem Hunt, like, got it. Like,
he beat.
Yeah, and.
Fucking.
Yeah, dude, like.
Welcome to the NFL. It's just. Where you can molest, borderline rape women. You can beat your children. You can beat your girlfriends. But if you fucking gamble, you're gone.
Yeah.
Or if crazy. Or if you smoke weed.
That's a huge thing. Rest in peace, Josh Gordon, because his whole career got fucked up because of weed, and all these people can beat their girlfriends and then fucking be suspended 6 games, and then also be a fucking piece of shit and get $200 million contracts.
Okay.
Shit's not okay.
Domestic abuse is fine. Domestic abuse is okay. Marijuana is not okay.
NFL's got to figure some shit out.
Straight up, too. That dude would have fucking... That dude would have smashed records if he was able to have, like, a full career. He was nasty.
And they're trying to send this guy to rehab. And he's like, I smoke weed. The dude's jacked as fuck. Like...
Didn't he come back for, like, a few games? And, like, the one game, he fucking had, like, a fuck ton of yards. And, like, a touchdown or two. Like, he came back and he balled out. And then he was gone a little bit later.
Yeah, because he smokes weed. Probably medicinally. So... I mean,
I know, it's so fucking pathetic, dude. I don't understand.
It's just old. It's old people, bro. It's old people in the NFL, bro. Old white dudes that like money.
It's ridiculous. It's honestly embarrassing. Like, to be those guys, it's embarrassing.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Smoke weed in other sports, though, right? Didn't the NBA, like...
I'm not sure.
Best league in the world, baby. Best league in the world. Yeah.
I don't know, like, it's just, like...
I don't know about, like, the NHL or, like, the MLB, though.
It just confuses me because I get it's, like, an organization, it's a business, it's, like, professional sports, so you have to have some sort of, like, rules, regulations, like, in place. But the thing I don't get is, like, if it's not performance enhancing in the sense that, like, just by doing it, it's just going to make you flat up, like, better, stronger, faster, like, anything. Like, increase any such sort of, like, besides, like, maybe being calm and maybe, like, less fucking inflammation, less pain, like, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't really, like, I don't get why it's, like, such a big deal. Like, it just, it makes no fucking sense. It's just, like, okay, like, this, like, multi-million dollar, like, professional, like, freak of nature smokes weed in his free time. Like, why is it important? Why does it matter?
Yeah. Dude, you gotta thank Richard Nixon for that, baby. Part of it.
Yeah, it's just, like, it's weird.
Big, big part of it.
So, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I mean, the war on drugs, fucking...
Yeah, but
it's, like, still very much around.
There's such a difference in my mind, though, between, like, the war on drugs and then when you talk about drugs like marijuana, just, like, flat out, like...
That's what the war was really on, man.
Yeah, but, like, why?
It's
just because weed.
African-Americans smoke weed.
Yeah.
And they are and the devil.
And
according to all these, like, old white fucks.
If you look at that time period, it is crazy, like, the... racist propaganda that they use.
Yeah, it's fucking
to, like,
stupid.
Say that, like, black people are, like, smoke weed and, like, they ruin
every
society because they become lazy and they soak up all the welfare and, like, I mean, that stuff is still, even today, is used. Like,
old white people stay winning.
It's just, like,
not really.
Yeah.
I don't know. Weed is still federally classified in the same class as fucking cocaine, and, like,
that doesn't make any sense.
And that was literally to incarcerate mass groups of people. Like, it was a whole plan. Yeah. It's not like it was fucking, dude, they just, it was fucking, okay, if we can incarcerate these people, we can make money off the prison systems.
Yeah.
Richard Nixon's gonna have a good economy, he might get reelected. That's what they're trying to fucking do.
If you can communicate this product, you can make money off this product.
It has everlasting effects on everything.
Yeah, I think it was Nixon. I believe.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah. It's just mind-boggling. But created, like, the whole system of, like, jaywalking and how that is, like, completely racially biased and it's only in certain cities.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking walking across the street, but that was, like, meant to incarcerate people for drugs and
yeah.
then just all your
well I for one of the classes I had in college, I had to read about, like, New York City during, like, the 80s when it was, like, really, really bad, and then they were talking about, like, how if they would fill, like, these black neighborhoods with, like, police and everything.
I've heard that.
And the same crimes that you could get someone in a white neighborhood for, they were doing so at such a high rate in the black neighborhoods because there was just so many more police officers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the proportion of people being arrested for, like, petty crimes pretty much was, like, because they were, and they would get them on something else after the
fact. On drugs, and then it would make it a federal crime, and then they locked up people away for years, systemically
yeah.
creating a problem.
Yeah. Someone jaywalks and they had a bag of weed in their pants and they're going to prison for the rest of their life.
Gone forever.
Yeah, it's terrible. And, like, there's a lot of other things too, like crack and cocaine, which are the exact same chemical substance, but one is, like, literally deemed as worse. Like, it's,
yeah.
like, in the federal system. And why is that? It's because middle-class white people and rich white people do a lot of cocaine. And back in the day, a lot of poor people were doing crack. And it's...
Yeah.
Think about that. And those rich old people that own the private prisons, it's like a whole fucking Ponzi scheme, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a... I know I sound like
it definitely is a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, like, looking at it, dude, it's a triangle.
And it's fucking, I wouldn't call it full slavery, but, like, essentially indentured servitude. Like, they're forcing these prisoners to work for fucking 2 cents an hour to say that they're paying them, but they're pretty much their time served is spent creating profit.
Yeah. Dude, it's just a very weird, very... It just goes to show you, like, the U.S. just, it's like, I feel like we solve the problems we create for, like, money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, tax, like, the whole tax shit, you can't just send them a bill, like, we're gonna create a problem, like, you need to figure it the fuck out, yeah. And we're gonna give you an option to solve it for you, and you just pay us more money. It's just like...
Yeah.
It's...
Create a whole sector of tax accountants.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the same shit as, I mean, private.
That's how prisons. You create jobs, baby. You create more problems.
Yeah, but
they need to be solved.
And then that look where that gets you. That's where. That's what fucking bring you right to 2022.
That's like if you look at college administrations, like they have so many departments and stuff for. Things that could be solved by a very small group of people, but the bureaucracy of it is so, like, intense that there's, like, a department for literally every little thing possible involved in the college. And it's just to get more state funding for these employees and make more money. And it's, like, what is the point of creating those jobs? Like, you're spending more money than those jobs are worth. Like, spending tax money that could be used for something else on all these government jobs.
Yeah. It's just... Yeah. It just seems like a lot of things are... not created for, like, efficiency and productivity and certain, like, values that not a lot of people and humans would thrive in. It's, like pure, like, efficacy of money growth. Like, pure, like,
yeah.
Productivity of money growth. Like, how can we make
it's
this
a long-term play.
Yeah. How can we make this, like, systemically make us so much money forever?
Yeah. I mean, that's what fucking capitalism is. It's literally a fucking long-term play to have someone be very, very rich at the end of it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying there's a better system out there, but there could possibly be a better system out there.
I mean, like, dude, there... Yeah. It's a very weird thing to think about because there's so many variables.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, that's the thing, is, like, all these, like, systems that, like, we talk about, like, socialism and capitalism and communism and all that stuff, none of them have been... The way that they are structured in, like, when, like, say with communism, when Karl Marx, like, laid out what communism is, like... It has never existed because there's a human variable to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that human variable will change everything involved in it very quickly. So if, like, capitalism, like, on the books is, like, has, like, these goals and, like, blah, 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 we're going to change it and make it fit how we want to make it fit.
Exactly. Because capitalism, in definition, is free market. Like, it's, like, a free market.
Yeah.
It's, like... complete no regulation. That's not what we have. We have, like, a neo-feudalism capitalism type of thing, which is monopolies, and our government funds certain companies. Like, it's not even very,
it's not a fair playing field at all. It's not free in any way, shape, or form.
And the fact that
heavily fucking manipulated.
Exactly. And pure capitalists, like, true capitalists are disgusted with lobbying and fucking that whole system because that is not free market. That is fucking a false manipulated market, like you're saying. And it's just, it's weird. economics.
But that's what, like, I mean, with the argument of, like, everybody, like, hates communism and everything, the idea of it is, the thing has never been, it has been fucked up every single time they've tried it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a bad sign for it being, for it to work, but humans are just, I don't think they're compatible with that kind of structure, because someone has to be, have the power.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, like, in, like, Nordic countries and everything, they have, like, social democracy, which is, like, essentially socialism, where the government, like, pays for a lot of, like, your, like, what you need to survive. But they're, those are also, like, some of the fucking wealthiest countries in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, they have a shit ton of money to do that.
Yeah, and those people pay hella taxes.
Semi-small population.
Mm-hmm.
So, when countries like Russia and China do communism, it's fucking full-on authoritarianism. Because, like, how do you keep a population, like, at bay like that? Without fucking putting in extreme, like, regulation structures.
Yeah, that's how they do it. And then they cut off, they black out the media, and they fucking shove propaganda down your throat, and who knows, man. I hope they fucking, oh man, the world's just a weird place right now. I hope it figures itself out.
Yeah. Just one last thing about it is, like, in Nazi Germany, there were people who lived down the road from the concentration camps, and they never knew anything about it until the U.S. Army showed up.
Mm-hmm. Zero idea.
Yeah.
So, that right there shows you, you can blind people very easily if you show them something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So, they, those people thought, like, the people in there were there, like, and being protected and not being exterminated. They knew nothing about it.
Yeah.
So, the people of Russia are probably in a very similar boat where, unless they get some little information leak from the outside world,
mm-hmm.
they're shut off completely to anything.
Which is really sad.
Yeah, and it's gonna get worse. Like, China and Russia are gonna completely shut themselves off from, like, the Western world's, like, media at some point. Because they're just gonna keep anything that goes against their reality, they're gonna get rid of.
Those people are, I mean, it's just so weird because a lot of people travel to China, and a lot of people, like, in China speak English, and a lot of people, like, I feel somewhat know what's going on.
Yeah.
But there's always going to be the some sort of masses that get fucking brainwashed.
Yeah. I mean, and those people are the people to get fucking, like, locked up. Those are the people that are protesting, and, like, the ones who are, like, aware of what is going on are the people who are very anti-Putin and, like, are the people who are getting locked in prison because they're speaking out against. So, like, deserters or whatever, like, people who, like, fucking abandon, like, their country.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them in China don't make it out of there. Like, they will be, like, China will, they know where every single person is. They have more cameras than they have people.
Yeah, that shit's fucking crazy.
Damn.
I forget what China's really like, you know? Like, there's so many just...
It's just, I mean, it's just so weird because China has been around forever. Like, if you look at the long scheme of things, China has existed. I mean, it's existed in different forms. Like, China has never, wasn't always as big as it was, and it was separated into, but, like, China itself has existed forever.
Mm-hmm.
and they a lot of their ideals are still heavily based into like their past. Like the United States is fresh, very fresh in comparison to like that
situation. They had a lot of they've definitely been through more betrayal and combat and probably like crazy like feudalistic like encounters between nations battling back and forth for so many years that like I mean one ruler in communism is like how it was and it was just like domination because I mean it was just it's crazy you see it carry over like that.
Yeah, and I mean they've been like their at least military strength has been like one of the strongest on the planet for a long time. And it's just because they have such a large population, but like they've been a world power essentially for a very long time. And when you have the Western world, as they like to call it, always like trying to influence like you and you've been around for so long, like it semi makes sense why.
Yeah. And they just, like, if you're trying to look at it from their perspective, they just want their shit to, like, carry on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even though it is, like, they're not doing good things. I mean, a lot of people are protesting the fucking... They're fucking...
I mean...
The Muslims, they're fucking killing a
lot of people. Yeah, I was gonna say, the best thing to look at is, like, they're trying to remove a religion from their country. Mm-hmm. Like, they want everyone to be... one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like in every aspect of their life they want them to they want them to be fucking obedient to like the government, but that also comes with them being obedient in every way, shape, or form. Like you will talk, think, and do as we say.
It's fucking like it definitely is fucked up. It's like really fucked
and,
up.
Yeah, it's just sad because just like Russia, like the people in China have no, like they can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's just unfortunate because I feel like we cast a very wide web when we like talk about countries like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the people inside them get targeted at the same time.
Yeah.
When it's really just the government.
Yeah, exactly.
How you doing, bro?
I don't know. My stomach hurts a bit. I wanna go lay down.
All
right. What that mean?
What are we at here? 140. What that mean?
Oh, we are back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to your favorite segment of the Socially Distant Podcast, the Meme of the Week. I am your host, Old Faithful, coming at you with the Meme of the Week, episode 97.2, brought to you by the... Where'd you go? Nugget Instagram page, of course, not a sponsor. Let me share screen with the boys. This one fucking made me giggle, and it also, like, I watched it over, like, 20 times, because I could not believe... that the dog jumped this far. This dog jumps, like, off a cliff into, like, some water. And it's got to be Photoshop, because the fucking dude just... he soars. There ain't no way.
Dude, he must have had some stupid speed.
He had to have, and, like, unless you really can't tell, I wonder how big, like, that gap is as far as, like, height difference, because, like, he must be way higher up than, like, the water, because he's got some hang time. Like, it looks a little deceiving, but that's gotta be, like, a good, like, 6-7 feet.
Yeah, it has to be like, some deep. Time. Dude, he jumps far.
I know. Doggo flies. People kill me in the comments. Fucking, that's nothing. You should see my girlfriend jumping to conclusions. Fucking Valentine, double E89. Todd Marcus Valentine, if you're out there, take it easy, bud. But that was the meme of the week, episode 97. My stomach is killing me.
Appreciate you bringing us the meme.
Yo. Yes.
but we have reached the point in the podcast where we got to do our sponsors. Last week, two of them joined us. Those two are boys over at Sherwin-William Paints, Jackson Egan, and our boy Jacob Lugan over at Cartoon Clothing Co. and Interesting Investing. That's Cartoon Clothing Co. on Etsy and Interesting Investing on YouTube.com. Check both of them out. Go buy some paints. Go buy some clothes. You can paint your clothes. Do whatever you want. Once you buy something, it's yours. And we also have Hannah over on Instagram at HRD Photography. If you would like a sponsorship, we are taking $3,000 sponsorship deals at any point.
Jesus Christ.
Fat honking deals.
Price. But
you will be the highlight of our show in and out. And if we ever blow up,
we'll do. Jeez. If we do an hour and 40 minute podcast, I can guarantee 25 minutes of it will be you. You could have 25 minutes. You're not going to get that anywhere else. A normal ad read is like a 60 second ad read. We're going to get 25 minutes for you here. But also, we also have to talk about our anti-sponsors. We have, as always, Joseph Rogan over on the Joe Rogan podcast. He has big nipples. And I don't have too many more criticisms about him besides his nipples.
He has nipples.
Fuck you, Joe Rogan.
Fuck you, anyway, Joe. Fuck you, Vlad Tenev, you Russian fuck. Fuck DCAT 17. Eat a dick of fucking cheese. Good night.
Farewell.
Bye, viewers.
Bye.
We love you.
For 98. Bye, Jake. Bye, Jake.